أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلمون كرجل واحد إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله أو كما قال حبيبنا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه.
My dearest respected ulama ikram, my beloved elders, my friends, my brothers in Islam, it is with the grace of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy, today we are gathered here in so much of comfort, in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our unity and our brotherhood, sitting next to one another comfortably and happily. Whereas in other parts of the world, our brothers and sisters are in great difficulty, where masajid, madaris, schools, hospitals, etc. are all bombed, shuhada. So, obviously, every Muslim is paining, and every Muslim has been paining, where even a moment of joy is overshadowed by the thought of our brothers and sisters. That we are at ease and we are in comfort, we are eating, whereas they cannot even find sometimes a morsel to eat. Sometimes sharing quarter liter, 250 ml of water for the entire day. Despite that, our brothers and sisters have shown us such incidents of iman that really make us proud. Where a person barely has water to quench himself, but he goes and he tries to quench the thirst of birds to ensure that the birds around there also have some water to drink. Respected friends, the ayat that I recited in front, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also surrounded by atrocities, difficulties, hardships. The family of Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to be tortured in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mother, father, the son. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to see them. But that one jumla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give them by way of encouragement. Sabaran ya ala Yasir. Sabaran ya ala Yasir. Have sabr and be patient. Be patient for the sake of Allah. For the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be patient, O family of Yasir. At one occasion, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated, reclining against the Kaaba Sharif. Some sahaba come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, make dua to Allah ta'ala. So much, you know, those meaning to say there are so much of difficulties, atrocities, hardships. You make dua, Allah ta'ala, make everything come good. All the difficulties will go away. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat up. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not happy with this request. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded the Sahaba that the nations of the past, they used to be cut into half. For what reason? Solely because they were Muslim. Because of the entire world being against them, and nobody in their support. Likewise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expected the Sahaba, wanted the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to be patient. When the help of Allah ta'ala comes, it will definitely come. But in the meanwhile, it is the duty of every Muslim and Muslimah, mu'min and mu'mina, to remain firm, holding on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let not our minds waver and move in confusion and doubt. And for that reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat in consolement to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون.
Never for a moment assume that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unaware in the slightest with regards to the actions of the oppressors.
إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only granting them a little bit of respite.
لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ.
For that day of recompense which is coming, which is surely coming, تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. The state of the people on that day will be such that eyes will be staring in horror. Respected friends, we know, we have been explained that every beauty and every ni'mat and bounty in this dunya is not even a glimpse or a little example of the grand ni'mat and bounties of Allah Ta'ala that are due to come, definitely coming. So much so that Allah Ta'ala calls this world mata'ul ghurur, goods of deception, although it looks so beautiful to us, so pleasing to the eyes. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it mata'ul ghurur. So in other words, what Allah has kept in store for every Muslim and Muslimah is so grand that the difficulties of this world, the hardships, they don't measure up to those bounties. Respected friends, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِّمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day, Ta'ala, is equivalent to 1,000 years that you and I can count. So the entire span of this dunya, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is nothing but a few days. And our life, respected friends, if a person lives to the grand age of 100, we can say that he has lived for 10% of one day of the hereafter. Just 10% of one day of the hereafter. So vast a difference there is between the life of this world and the life of the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala reminds us so that we do not despair, respected friends. A person will be brought on the day of Qiyamah who had been through untold difficulties. Allah Ta'ala will dip him, literally dip him into Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala will pull him out and Allah Ta'ala will ask him, oh my banda, how did you fare in this world? You went through a lot of difficulties. Your family was bombed, limbs flying all around. Yourself, you were hurt, you were starving. The banda will reply, Ya Allah, nothing like that. That one moment in the grand beauties of Jannah is more than enough to dispel every difficulty. That is what Allah has in store for us. So Allah requires this ummah to make that sabr, respected friends. On the day of Qiyamah, the sabirin will be brought in front of the ummah. And the way Allah Ta'ala will grant them recompense that every other person will wish and desire that he would have been cut up into pieces by scissors, and he will make sabr on that so that he can get the rewards that the sabirin and the patient ones are getting. On the other side, a person who had lived his life in complete pleasure in this world, but oblivious of Allah and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a moment of difficulty he went through in this dunya. In the akhirah, he will be dipped for a moment in the fire of Jahannam and pulled out. And Allah will ask him, my banda, how much of ni'mats and bounties you didn't enjoy in this world? He will say, oh Allah, I can't remember any ni'mat, any bounty. I can't remember anything. So this is how fleeting this world is, respected friends. This is how fleeting this world is. So Allah Ta'ala reminds us, don't think Allah is not aware of what these people are doing. Hadith Mawlana Manzoor Nu'mani, rahmatullah alayhi, writes very beautifully under the tafsir of this ayah. And he says that despite Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala being aware of everything and able to take the wrongdoers to task immediately, His divine plan demands that the guilty be given respite, either to repent or to remain steadfast upon his deviation. If Allah Ta'ala was to take people to task immediately, it will defeat the objective, as people will be compelled into accepting Islam. On the other hand, Muslims should be patient. In these adversities, displaying fortitude and courage, the disbeliever, on the other hand, should not be arrogant about the apparent nature of events. Allah Ta'ala describes in the following ayat the pitiful condition of the wrongdoers on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says,
مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ مُهْطِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ هَوَاءٌ.
On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will cause the people to be resurrected, they will come out of the qubur hastening forth, their necks outstretched, their heads raised upwards, their gazes not returning to them, and their hearts empty of any thought. In other words, such will be the terror, such will be the horror. A person will not be able to think even. So much of fear there will be on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further tells us in the Quran al-Kareem,
وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسَ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابِ فيقول الذين ظلموا ربنا أخرنا إلى أجل قريب نجب دعوتك ونتبع الرسل.
Allah says that the guilty ones on the day of Qiyamah, they will cry out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will beg and they will plead. But it will be to no avail. What will they say? Oh Allah, grant us a little bit of respite. Just a few moments to do what?
نُجِبْ دَعْوَتَكْ,
so that we can have the good fortune of accepting your call, what you and I, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comfortably have in our bosoms, the kalima la ilaha illallah.
وَنَتَّبِعِ الرُّسُلِ,
and we will follow the anbiya, we will follow the pristine and sublime way, the sunnah of the Rasul alayhimu salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer them,
أَوَلَمْ تَكُونُوا أَقْسَمْتُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ.
Strange, very, very surprising. Aren't you those people who used to take oaths, who were so convinced,
مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ زَوَالٍ,
that you and your life and your empire and you will never come to an end. No such thing like Qiyamah. No such thing like me going to be taken to task. All that fairy tales. Aren't you those people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further will tell them,
وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the disbelievers, وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. You lived in those places where the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already come. In other words, you've heard of the people of Lut alayhi salam. You've heard of the people of Ad alayhi salam. You've heard of the people of Salih alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam.
وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ.
It was very, very clear to you how we dealt with them, what azab came to them.
وَضَرَبَنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ,
and we gave you so many examples. The Quran Sharif is full of, replete of examples of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explaining to mankind.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further says, وَقَدْ مَكَرُوا مَكْرَهُمْ وَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَكْرُهُمْ.
They made grand plans, very huge plans. This plan will be succeeded. It will continue and continue. Their plans are not something that are hidden. These plans are well known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَكْرُهُمْ لِتَزُولَ مِنْهُ الْجِبَالِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further consoles us and tells us, their plans are not such that huge mountains could be moved out of their way due to their plans. In other words, a person whose iman is huge and strong like a mountain, he will not be deterred by their plans. And subhanallah, this has been proven by our brothers with what limited resources they have struck such fear into the hearts of the disbelievers.
فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهُ
Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassures the ummatis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, don't assume and don't think for a moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go against the promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised the anbiya, the messengers. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ مُخْلِفَ وَعْدِهِ رُسُلَهُ
Never. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٍ
Most definitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Aziz, is Almighty, ذُو انْتِقَامٍ Well able to take revenge. And how can it not be so when the very air that the insan is breathing is with the allowance from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The body that is operating, whether it is of a disbeliever or a believer, it is with the will of Allah, the wish of Allah, the permission of Allah. In a moment it can be stopped. In a moment a person is in hospital. In moments a person's life is taken away.
يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضِ
Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings our attention back to the day of Qiyamah. Why? To remind us again, this dunya is fleeting. It's momentary today. Yesterday you were a little child playing around. And today you are heading towards old age or you are in advanced old age. Respected friends, the creation around us keeps reminding us and keeps telling us a story every morning, every day. When we look at the For example, a simple creation like the flowers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes to grow around us. That yesterday we looked at that flower and it was just a little green bud and there was no sign of a flower, like a baby to be born. And the next moment, the flower begins to come out from that bud. How beautiful! And within a few hours or by midday, it's a beautiful flower in all its beauty and glory. How lovely it looks in the garden. And by evening, you notice that the flower is beginning to shrivel away. And the next day when you come, the flower is down on the floor. Respected friends, every day Allah is reminding us, my banda, this is your life. But we're just putting it as a fast forward so that you can see it. You can see it in front of your eyes. This is how your life will also move. Today it looks, I've got ample life ahead of me. But none realize, and it's only when the sudden the eyes close, respected friends, and Allah speaks of the day of Qiyamah.
يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ
That day when the earth will be changed, the earth will not be that earth that you and I hanker after. There will be no be any Drakensberg mountains and Victoria Falls and all the beauties that Allah has created. Allah will cause the earth to become totally changed. A flat piece of land. Person will look around for landmarks, he will not see anything. Flat, غير الأرض, like as if it's not the earth anymore, but it's the same earth. And the heavens also. And Allah says, وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ The entire creation will be presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is irresistible. The one who is the only one that is in power.
وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ
Allah says, you will see the guilty ones on that day, they will be bound up in fetters. Tied up.
سَرَابِيلُهُمْ مِنْ قَطِرَانِ
Their clothes will be of pitch.
وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ The fire of Jahannam will be coming onto their faces. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ. Why? So that Allah Ta'ala will grant recompense to every soul according to what he has earned. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swift in reckoning. Allah's justice is there. It will come swiftly. هذا بلاغ للناس. The last ayah of the para and of the surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds all of us, respected friends, may Allah ta'ala make it, that our mahshar, our end, our resurrection by Allah is in such a way, you know, people hanker after the grand seats. When it is a soccer match or some type of world match, and they want to have a grandstand seating, very nice seating, some sort of seatings, they are like hotel rooms, fully air conditioned, in comfort. The person is looking at the game, you know, person feels so privileged. Respected friends, the real seating on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, that will be grand seating. If Allah inshallah blesses us, respected friends, say Ameen, with seating under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is a person that has really secured a grand seat for the grandest of occasions, the occasion of Qiyamah. هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به. This is a message for all of mankind, and so that they may take heed from this message. وليعلموا, and so that they may know and understand. أنما هو إله واحد, that there is only one Allah. وليتذكر أولو الألباب, and the people of understanding will take heed. So respected friends, the real people that we feel sorry for, that we should really feel sorry for, are the disbelievers who are dying in their droves at the hands of the mujahideen into everlasting hellfire. There's no way back, there's no return, there's no exit, there's no end game. Respected friends, it is everlasting doom. Whereas a believer, as difficult as it may seem in front of us, as terrifying as the scenes may seem in front of us, but the man is reclining in the gardens of Jannah. Immediately, he is in the gardens of Jannah. So it is not for us to ever despair, but to be ready to give our lives for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, last thing I will tell you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned once his desire that I wish I could be made shaheed in the path of Allah, and I will be given life again. And then I will be given, granted shahadat again, and I will be given life again, and I will be granted shahadat again, and I will be granted life again. This is what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved, respected friends. So to get shahada and for a person to become a martyr, it's a really a very, very great achievement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the ummah with martyrs, and also may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the ummah with great victory. Ameen, and a lot of ease. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. A few moments, minutes will be given for the sunnah salah. Thereafter the khutbah will take place. Jazakum.
فنحمده حمدا كثيرا كلما يحمده الحامدون ونشكره شكرا جميلا كلما يشكره الشاكرون ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة تنفعنا يوم القيامة يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي يغبطه الأولون والآخرون صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه صلاة وسلاما دائمتين متلازمتين إلى يوم يجمع الأولون والآخرون أما بعد فيا أيها الناس أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون ويقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار
صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلمون كرجل واحد، إن اشتكى عينه اشتكى كله، وإن اشتكى رأسه اشتكى كله. أو كما قال حبيبنا صلوات الله وسلامه عليه: هذا وأحثكم على طاعة الله وطاعة رسوله، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد خسر وغوى. وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه، فيا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وكريمنا وسندنا ومصطفاك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا، رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان، من كانوا وأينما كانوا. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين والمجاهدين في سبيلك، خاصة في فلسطين. اللهم ربنا ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعظم وأجل وأتم وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
أقيموا الصلاة. Respected friends, let us ensure that the first saf is filled, thereafter the second saf, third saf, and so on. The most reward is kept in the first saf, thereafter the second saf, and so on. We are here in the masjid, we are here in the house of Allah. Let us try to get the maximum amount of reward. Ameen. Jazakumullah.
الله أكبر. سبحان الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هذا بلاغ للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين إن يمسسكم قرح فقد مس القوم قرح مثله وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس وليعلم الله الذين آمنوا ويتخذ منكم شهداء والله لا يحب الظالمين وليمحص الله الذين آمنوا ويمحق الكافرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يعلم الله الذين جاهدوا منكم ويعلم الصابرين وَلَقَدْ كُنْتُمْ تَمَنَّوْنَ الْمَوْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَلْقَوْهُ فَقَدْ رَأَيْتُمُوهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْظُرُونَ الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر